App Society presents Palate Cleansers, because sometimes you need a nice moment between two not-so-nice things.
Oh, we're done again.
You guys, we're in all person.
We're together in the flesh.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
So we're doing our palate cleanser all together.
We
could reach out and touch each other.
Reach out and touch you.
Okay,
and we're gathered around a mic that looks very phallic.
You know what?
Very girthy.
It fits.
Mm-hmm. So we're does going... it fit?
I wouldn't want that.
Don't keep me out of your vagina. So we're going to do this palate cleanser by playing some Mad Libs together. We're going to create our own stories. So
and by our own, we're going to have Mad Libs create the stories for us.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So if you're not aware of Mad Libs. They're pre-written stories with specific things taken out, where the three of us don't know the story. We're going to fill it in.
Fill it up good.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Kelsey.
I need a noun.
Are we going to go in, like, round robin?
I think round robin.
Okay. Okay, noun.
Bob.
I guess it's a noun.
Person, place, or thing. Right? Do I remember my English grammar well?
All right. Are we doing this? Okay, we're doing the whole thing. Adverb.
Quickly.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and ends in L-Y.
Yeah.
I don't know grammar.
Plural noun.
Boobs. What? Or a smut podcast. Come on.
No, I'm just really excited.
So is Bob.
plural noun.
Plural noun. Dicks. Boobies and dicks.
I need another plural noun.
Oh, wow.
This is mostly plural nouns.
Yes.
Oh. Balls.
I'm just going to run through the genitals.
For doing
plural. All right, cat. Plural noun.
Jesus.
Nip-nips. That was like something you'd say to your cats. Do you want your nip-nips?
Another plural noun.
Yes. Testicles.
Wow.
Ooh.
Technical.
Yeah. Technical. Yeah, I was thinking testes, but I think testicles.
Okay. A lot of these are repetitive. Okay.
Plural noun.
Noun.
Oh, just one noun.
Just one.
Hammer.
Time.
That is a noun, actually. Hammer time is a noun.
Noun.
So many nouns.
God damn it. Secret garden.
Oh.
I love seeing the Victorian secret gardens at Botanical Gardens. I'm like, yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they have like little secret gardens.
Victoria's Secret Gardens?
Victoria's.
Oh, Victoria's Secret
Gardens. It's the new line.
It's just totally that's
yes.
like two cones.
Madonna style.
Yes.
Verb ending in ing.
Finishing.
Plural noun.
Tongues.
Ooh.
Plural noun.
Colons.
Covering
medical.
Okay, Kristen and I were talking earlier
about colons?
Yes,
I mean, punctuation mark.
I thought it was like colons.
Oh, no, about punctuation, not about the butts.
Whatever you want it to be.
Person, it says person in room male, but.
Wait, no. Person in room who's male?
Yeah.
But we can pick the name. The neighbor across the street is. I forgot his name.
It's fine. Let's just do a person in room.
Chad.
Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
Chad isn't in the room. Well, unless you have a ghost.
In ours.
Ghost.
And then another person in the room.
There has been a ghost.
Another person in the room?
Jane.
Jane. No, but something bad's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Autumn.
Yeah, there we go.
Me.
I'll do it.
All right.
I then do
it. Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
All right. World. On dating a twin.
Ooh. Oh.
Going out with an identical Bob is quickly freaky. No one can tell twins apart, not even their boobs. Or close dicks. Everything about them is the same. The color of their balls, the shape of their nip-nips, the shape of their chiseled testicles. Oh, no. Just say nothing of the way they part their hammer right down the middle. Oh. And when they smile, believe it or not, they have the same secret garden in their teeth.
Secret garden.
Oh, no. Gross. They can make things a lot easier by finishing differently. But no, they both wear the same tongues right down to their matching colons.
Oh.
I'm telling you, no matter how I try, it's impossible for me to tell the difference between Chad and Autumn.
Yes! Amazing. Identical colons.
Oh my god.
How do they check?
There's a procedure.
So.
I guess.
Is it me?
It is you.
Yep.
All right. Krista, I need a noun.
Love wand.
Love wand.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Noun.
Dewy petal.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Noun.
Dildo.
Noun.
Damn. Anal beads.
Oh my god, but we went to the
very single, it has to be like anal bead.
Oh, okay, singular bead.
I've been so cat. Did you guys find anal beads?
She was looking for a necklace and she was like, oh, what about this one? I was like, looks like anal beads. And she was like, fucking it, Otto!
Like, they were really cute. There was like this like little string of beads.
Anal beads.
And now I did not buy them.
She couldn't be other than
adverb.
Well, didn't
adverb. Thrustingly.
What?
I don't know.
You're making up language.
Why not?
I like it. Shakespeare did it.
Plural
noun.
Oh, plural noun. You guys already did testicles.
You can do testicles again. This is a different story.
Testicles are unlimited.
Not chose. Noun. It's a lot of nouns.
Brazier.
Mine is a lot of nouns.
Oh. Noun.
Touch of buzz.
Banana hammock.
Noun.
Doge.
What?
Doge?
Doge?
Yeah,
like
Doge.
Like Dogecoin?
Like, yeah, the dog?
Like the dog.
Oh. She that you knew?
Adjective?
I don't know what an adjective was for a second.
English language is hard.
Nude.
Oh.
Ooh.
Verb?
You used thrusting already.
I did use thrusting already.
Use it again.
Yeah, pump.
Adverb.
Quick. No. Quickly is an adverb?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know grammar.
Noun?
But he assumed I already knew it.
Paddle.
But I never
know. Oh. I know what's on your mind.
I'm looking right at
Inspired. Ooh. Adjective?
Hairless.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Noun?
Pigeon.
Adverb?
Lustily.
Ooh.
Lustily.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I do this all the time.
It's all I think about.
Noun. It's the last one.
Oh my god, I have to go out with
no
a bang.
Pressure.
Bomb?
No. Okay. Well, no. climax.
Ooh. As we're at the climax of our Mad Libs. For mine. All right. How to write a love letter.
Oh, no.
If you want to send an easy-to-read letter, fax, or e-love wand to a loved dewy petal, a dear dildo, or even a business anal bead, you must know how to punctuate it thrustingly. Follow these easy... easily understood chodes for the proper placement of a period, a comma, a question brazier, or an exclamation banana hammock, and you'll have it made. One, a period only comes at the end of a dodge. Two, a comma is a nude pause in a sentence. It separates words that would be easily confused if they pumped together.
I mean,
3. The question mark is quickly used after a paddle is asked. 4. The exclamation mark tells the reader that what has just been written is urgent, significant, and hairless. It only comes at the end of a pigeon. Now, you are lustily equipped to write an easily understood love climax.
Ooh.
Yes, a love climax.
Let's do that one last.
Okay.
Plural noun. So many nouns.
I know.
Goggles. Autumn adjective.
Lusty.
Plural noun.
Birds.
Birds.
Birds. Adjective. Birds.
What's an adjective? Does it describe?
Description.
Green.
Part of the body.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Butts.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Immediately.
No. Adverb. Oh, I can't think of any adverbs. That's very sad.
It's just, you're put on the spot.
Right? Oh my god, I know what words are.
Words are hard.
Oh my god. Help me. Of course, deviously.
Deviously.
Adjective.
Damn it.
Green.
I'm green, abba-dee-abba-dee.
What was it? Hairy edge? Hairy.
Hairy, okay.
Oh, God.
And furry corner.
What's the hairy edge? Oh, yeah, hairy edge,
the
furry corner.
Flashback.
Okay, adjective.
Adjective. moist.
Noun.
Viking.
In space? Question
mark.
Rush has been like listening back to it.
Oh, he's finally listening?
Yes. Adjective. Great.
I like the idea that we're like going back to our books.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of like something from the book. There was the wizard not taking a chance on this wizard. Didn't he sadly? Or sad?
Sad.
Was it sad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Weird sound.
Ooh.
Queef. Sorry.
No, let's do it. Queef.
Yes.
Queefing is natural. I'm not trying to say
no, it's like it's undefined, but it is a weird sound.
It is a weird sound.
Yeah.
Verb.
Swashbuckle.
Oh. It did just come from Pirates Week. Fair. I understand. And I'm wearing my pirate pants.
Noun. Fishbowl. Because he had his hand in the fishbowl.
Right. Yes. Oh, right.
Jesus.
Noun. Vampire.
Plural noun.
Meats.
Noun. Cheese.
Meet your dream person.
Oh, no. If you are desirous of making new goggles or meeting some lusty people,
take
a few birds out of your green day and answer the following questionnaire. In less time than it takes to blink a butt, your life will be changed deviously by your hairy answers.
Oh,
do you ever confide in a moist friend that you are a lonely Viking?
Yes.
Are you too shy and sad to approach a stranger and queef?
Oh, no.
I'm glad I kept queefing.
Sorry. Would you rather stay at home and swashbuckle television than go out on a blind fishbowl? If you answered yes to any of these questions,
absolutely,
you have taken one giant vampire toward meeting the person of your meats. To make this a reality, mail the enclosed self-addressed postage paid cheese to us immediately.
Bartering with cheese.
That sounds amazing.
I'm into this society.
Keep the address.
Oh, man.
Okay, Krista.
Okay. I need a noun.
Sith cat.
Yeah. Zeus. No, sorry, Poseidon.
Poseidon.
They're both equally horny.
Well, no, Poseidon was in the Mermaid and the Vampire.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Also, Poseidon gets less credit, but he's just as horny as Zeus.
Oh,
this is
true. Yeah.
Zeus, take it
as
off.
As
another noun.
Doug.
The vampire was for D.U.G.
It's like, that's a verb.
I was hiding on your porch because I love you.
Adjective.
Dark. No, mysterious.
Ooh.
Yes, mysterious. Mm. Mm.
A part of the body, plural.
Holes.
Mm. I was thinking fist could be a good one. Like the robot.
Oh, fists.
Oh, robot hands, right. Remember?
Let's change it to fists.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the name of that hand?
Barry 5K or Barry 3K?
I think it was 5K.
Barry 5K.
Yeah, both.
I forgot about that. But.
Barry 3K, 5K. Color.
That's green.
Your time has come.
Yeah. Once more.
Plural noun.
Mermaids.
Very nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Noun.
Sirloin.
Mm. Oh, God.
Oh, beef.
Oh,
the whole thing. Sirloin and beef.
I try to forget about that one.
Me too.
Sometimes I just forget about the shit we've read.
Verb ending in ing.
Coming.
But like with the C-U-M, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
yeah,
how, yeah, that's, yeah, what I searched, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, well, you could do C-O-M-E.
No.
Or C-O-M-I-N-G.
Yeah, but it's like, depends, are you coming writer to the party, not are you coming in the party?
To the party.
Why not both?
Right?
Yeah.
What kind of party?
Why must we choose?
I know.
Plural noun.
Cowboys.
Mm. Mm, yeah.
For some reason, I'm capitalizing everything.
Yes.
Adjective.
It's a proper title.
Adjective. Derpy. I guess it's not really any of our book. Well, it kind of is.
Flaky, yeah, there's a lot of derpy ones.
Flaky.
Yeah. Remember when she wakes up from the chupacabra and
dips, oh, like, oh, gross!
Dandruffy.
Yeah. Ooh, flakes off like a, ooh, like a nice quiche.
Gross. Adjective.
Flaky.
Oh.
Plural noun.
I'm getting all the plural nouns.
No.
Chupacabras.
Yes.
Yes. Chupa chupas.
Super chupa.
Noun.
Vampire werewolf hybrid.
Hang on.
Write smaller. Make it fit on the line.
Another brew. Okay.
Crowded.
Adjective.
Sticky.
I don't like your adjective.
The best adjectives. Part of the body.
Oh, part of the body, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tight back passage.
Yes.
Yes. See, that one made an impression.
Yeah, I have remembered it for a long time.
It's never left me. Noun.
Oh my God, what was that, that shocker wand thing?
Oh,
The TENS machine. Yeah. TNS machine from the vampire one.
The vampire BDSM one?
Like, yeah, he like shocked her vagina.
Oh, that's right.
So a TENS dildo.
Yeah.
That one I still have not read.
Oh.
Which, well, it sounded like one of the better ones.
I mean, bad. I liked it.
It wasn't bad.
Sounded okay.
Yeah, we read a lot of, it's... I feel like our perspectives have changed.
A lot has shifted. If we reread some of the ones we did before.
I feel like this isn't really that bad.
This isn't really
bad. We thought this was weird.
Yes.
This was not weird at all.
Let's talk to you about unicorns.
What's real? Yeah. I mean, innocence.
We're so
how weird naive can they make a romance book about unicorns?
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
But they can.
But they can.
Noun.
Whose turn is it, mine?
Thank you. I think so.
No, because you just
said. You just said 10 seconds.
Oh, I did.
Noun. Coffin.
And the last one, adverb.
Ooh. Adverb, okay. Suspiciously.
Mm.
Okay. There's a lot of sus characters in our books.
Right, true.
Gosh. Highly sus.
Fairy tales and romance.
Oh, yes.
No.
Green. Green.
If a story begins once upon a Poseidon, you know you're about to read a fairy Doug.
Yes.
But actually,
accurate.
It's true. It is amazing how these mysterious stories remain indelibly etched in our fists. a tattoo.
Who can forget Snow Green? I don't want to know why that snow is green.
The Seven Mermaids, Beauty and the Sirloin of Beef. Or Little Red coming. Gross.
That's gotta be out
but
there.
But Snow Green and the Seven Mermaids make sense because if she's like the water, she would
get with some algae and stuff.
Yeah. We've invented a new story.
Yeah.
Fairy tales introduced us to the magic world of wicked cowboys, big derpy wolves, flaky wizards.
Oh my god!
And dwarfs who wore funny chupacabras. These remarkable stories taught us that the good always triumphs over the vampire-werewolf hybrid. And made us believe in the sticky power of a kiss. Why not? One good smack on the tight back pad could change a frog into a handsome tense dildo. Enabling him to marry the coffin of his dream and live, as is written in all these romantic stories, suspiciously ever after.
No!
Huzzah!
I'm so glad we left that one for last. Yes, that was beautiful.
Oh my god, that basically summed up this experience.
I think it's been a culmination of a year.
We're going to take a picture of this last one and share it, I think, because we have to.
Yeah, that's perfection.
And it also eases us very nicely into our next book, which is going to be the fairy book, which... Hang tight. Clench yourselves, throbbing members.
For that time. I banged a fairy.
Pixie dust. Glitter
everywhere.
Thank you for listening to this palate cleanser. We hope it was enough.